Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, an Early Break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. We always appreciate Derek Bombeck coming in for the Lincoln Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's a Niners fan. He's concerned for tomorrow against the Packers, deservedly so. It's a playoff game. You should be always nervous in the playoffs. But he and I both feel good about the Niners' chances of winning that football game. We'll have a deeper dive into that next segment with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Oops, there you go.
Sorry. Oh, you turned my mic off.
Your mic was over here. I don't want to hear people, you know, bring it down.
It's an effective way to shut up Sipple. Just turn off his mic.
It's back on now.
God,
it's on.
You should do that more often.
It's middle sense.
When I start getting surly, that's one thing you
could
do.
That's my version now of Take It Easy, just to shut off.
Yeah, you haven't played Take It Easy in a long time.
I have it pulled up every day, too.
Oh, you do?
It's always open. I just haven't played it. It's always
open. So people that don't know, when I start getting into that surly tone that I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. Yes, sometimes, because you haven't had to play Take It Easy for a long time. Right?
Because all my takes have been incredible. Really.
No. This Northwestern thing, we have a problem. We have a big problem.
We will never be
you
on the same
do some double
ever.
Talking on this.
Okay.
During the season, Harrison, it was what? Oh, they'll come back next year.
Nebraska
shouldn't have any problem with Nebraska with Northwestern and Dublin.
I said no. That's not what I said. I said it's going to be a difficult game.
Oh, really?
I said they could start off 3-0. That's not me saying, oh, win for Northwestern. I didn't say that. It's going to be a challenging game. It will not, I can guarantee you this, it will not be 56-7 again. I can guarantee you that.
Okay. 56-7, the great Newt went down in Lincoln.
It's one of the more stunning results I've seen in a long time.
In American football history, I'd say.
For the way Nebraska season went, and they had been playing close games.
3-9 team beat Northwestern 56-7.
Right. Exactly. It's why
Newt just couldn't.
One of the more stunning
just couldn't
results
get it done that night. Just couldn't quite pull the right levers.
Years
that night.
Of frustration were put out in that game by Nebraska, and they didn't win ever again in the conference after that. That was their last conference win.
56-7.
Was their route of Northwestern. They put all their great plays into one game, and that's the way it went.
Yeah.
So, all right. 464-5685, call or text as always. I know you will enjoy this segment here, and I want to hear you guys' thoughts too. Mm-hmm. So, I was thinking about this yesterday, and here's the question. If we gave you the option of Alabama and or Georgia, you've got those two teams, versus the entire rest of the field for next year's college football season, the champion, where would you put your money? Would you put it on Alabama and Georgia collective, or would you put your money on the field? You got $1,000 to work with. You can't split it. You got to do it one way or the other. Do you, Steve Sipple, and you, the listeners, put your $1,000 on Alabama and Georgia combined or everybody else?
Absolutely on those two. Absolutely.
No question.
No. I mean, if you look at like Brett McMurphy's Action Network top 25 way too early. Ohio State's three. Who are you picking Alabama, Ohio State right now, today, if they played?
Right now?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah, of course you would.
Or Georgia.
Yeah. Texas A&M's four.
Versus 100, you know,
Texas A&M's four. Clemson's five. Now, I don't want to extrapolate too much on this, but a sure sign that Clemson might be a little bit on the decline, which it showed last year it was, they took Hunter Johnson back.
I saw that. What the heck? The guy sucked at Northwestern, and he couldn't keep the starting job because he was terrible.
And Dabo,
I'm glad you saw it because I was like, what in the hell?
Hunter Johnson back to Clemson.
That's a great point.
Dabo.
They might be done. Did you watch the guy play at your school and when he went to Northwestern? He was horrible.
Okay, so Action Network top 25. And I don't know. I mean, it's way too early and all that. But Ohio State's 3. They're not breaking through the barrier, the Alabama-Georgia barrier. A&M probably has a shot. They're number 4. Number 5 is Clemson. No, probably not. 6 is Wisconsin. If Alabama and Wisconsin played right now, nobody's picking Wisconsin, right? Nobody. 7 is Oklahoma. We've been down that. They lose their starting quarterback. I think they're losing 13 or 14 guys off starters. Okay? Come on. That's 7. 8 is Oklahoma State. I mean, I kind of chuckle, but, I mean, come on. Nine is Wake Forest.
Do you know what this sounds like?
Nine is Wake Forest.
Do you know what this sounds like to me?
What?
This sounds like women's basketball, where forever it was UConn versus the field.
Yeah, you don't like that. Yeah,
no, it shouldn't be. My point is, it should not be obvious, which it might be. It sounds like it is to everybody. Okay. In the text line, by the way, that if I give you the option of both those teams, Alabama and Georgia, versus the entire rest of the field,
I'm definitely
the
taking,
majority of the people are saying, give me Bama, Georgia.
Yeah,
that sounds like the parity problem in women's basketball.
If Ohio State's the third-ranked team in the country, you can't pick Ohio State to break through that barrier, the Alabama-Georgia barrier, just because of their defense alone. I mean, their defense it trended toward very ordinary last season. Texas A&M, don't know as much about them. That's the one I'd look at a little closer. They were 8-4 last year, though. Clemson at number 5. It's Clemson, but big drop-off last year. Then it's 6 Wisconsin, 7 Oklahoma, 8 Oklahoma State, 9 Wake Forest, and 10 Utah. Think Utah's winning a national championship next year?
This is why
you think Wake is going to break through that?
This is why we have a problem.
Yeah, in college football.
This is problematic. If it's that obvious, which it appears that way from you, I'd say myself and the text line, it's two teams versus the entire field. You take the two teams. That's not a good sign.
11 Miami in the Action Network way too early. Miami's not breaking through. They're 7-5 last year, okay? Notre Dame, new coach. I mean, they've been in that world. They've been in the top 4. They've been in the college football
playoff. They've been blasted in those games.
Baylor, Baylor, 13. If I was picking a dark horse, Baylor might be that. Penn State, 14. Arkansas, 15. Come on. So college football, what do you do? We've talked about this playoff expansion. Now, I'm going to go down this road because I've been looking at it this week. Okay, now, you know what's happening in college football right now, right? You know, there's talk there's talk of playoff expansion, right? But what's holding it back is, okay, it has to be unanimous by the conference commissioners. And Jim Phillips of the ACC, former Northwestern AD, is saying, no, we are not going forward with a playoff. He's dissenting. And the reason is interesting. He says, we are not going forward with a playoff expansion, 4-12, 4-8, whatever it is. We're not going forward with it until we address the seismic issues that the college model faces right now. The college model is effectively being blown up. Okay? He is saying, first, the other thing that Jim Phillips is saying is that the coaches in the ACC are unanimously opposed to playoff expansion. And the student athletes aren't in favor of it. That's what Phillips says because of academic considerations. Wow. We still talk about academics. It's sort of passé these days to talk about academics.
I know, right?
What Trev Alberts would tell you is that we're heading toward this. We're heading headlong into this conversation of what is college athletics? Is it entertainment, or is this an academic, you know, are we emphasizing academics, or are we just going headlong into the entertainment world at this point? Well, what's happening is Jim Phillips is basically holding the college football playoff expansion topic hostage until college football sits down and works out these seismic issues, NIL. Okay, so people are saying, Sip, well, what are you talking about, seismic issues? Well, there's two court cases right now that would create, okay, so right now, NIL, Jake, I'll just use Nebraska as an example. The way Nebraska, the way it happens, well, it has to happen everywhere this way, but I'll use Nebraska. Trev Alberts, so people understand this, Trev Alberts is not involved in any NIL deals, nor is Scott Frost, nor is Fred Hoiberg, nor is any coach, because they can't be. But what happens with Trev is he is giving a summary of Nebraska's NIL activity, just so he kind of knows what's going on. Schools aren't involved. The money does not come from the schools, but there's two pending court cases that would, well, pending, I don't know exactly the right word to say, but there's two court cases coming up in the next few years where the institutions would be directly involved in it. Okay? Now, do you see why that's a problem?
Yes.
How many schools out there have $50 million of surplus at the end of the fiscal year?
The answer is very few.
That's the answer. So what are we talking about, Jake? You're a free safety, and Nebraska's recruiting you. Okay, we can give you your scholarship and your normal stuff, your normal books, cost of attendance, that sort of thing. Oh, but also, we are offering you a $45,000 NIL package cash.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're offering you this on top of what you already receive. Health care, mental health care, clothes, training table, books, the whole thing. But on addition to that, we're offering you a package where you have to make some appearances, you have to do some things, $45,000. Now, if you have good representation, you'll say, yeah, well, that's nice, but Oklahoma is offering me $65,000. Now, where does all that money come from? Where does $45,000? I mean, that money's got to come from somewhere, right? And not a lot of schools have it. So there's some schools that are going to have a tremendous edge in this conversation. Nebraska's situated well, by the way. They're situated well. They have ABM, Jared Lambrick, running an NIL operation that the framework is more in place than probably 90% of the places in the country. Nebraska is well situated, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we have an uneven playing field in college football right now. It's only going to get less even with this.
Right.
That's what we got. And you can say Sipple, okay, listen to Sipple on the radio yelling like a madman. No, well, if we got Trev Alberts on here, he would use the word discomfort regularly. This is uncomfortable for everybody. Jim Phillips is very uncomfortable with what's going on. Jim Phillips says, we are not, Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, we are not going forward with playoff expansion until we get organized, okay? We talked about, Jake, we were kind of ahead of the curve on this whole discussion. What Trev would tell you is they needed federal legislation in this NIL world
before they did it.
Right.
They didn't.
Because it's it's just wide open. There's no real rules.
You let it, you let the everything happen, but without having any sort of thing to say what's allowed and what's not allowed.
There are ADs that say, just we need chaos right now. We need chaos because that's the only thing that would bring about order. And probably at the federal level is what we're talking about. But some ADs will root right now for utter chaos because there's a need for order. People don't understand what's going on. Right now,
is that like an I told you so type of thing from the universities or not?
Oh, I don't know.
In terms of the ones who maybe didn't want this?
I don't know who wanted it. That's always kind of lost on me.
Who wanted it?
Who wanted this? But I can tell you that Jake, do you see how strange it's getting? It's a state-by-state laws. So there are certain states right now where universities can be involved in it, NIL. They can. They can use their money. I don't know which states they are. I think Florida's one of them. But if you're one of those states, now think of the advantage you have. And as more states pass laws, do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some states will have the ability, the universities will have the ability to inject their own money into this equation. Some won't. Some won't. So who has the advantage? It's a mess. And it's going to be a mess for a few years. And that's what Jim Phillips is saying. No, we're not going. He's holding the college football expansion hostage effectively. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm glad somebody's digging in their heels a little bit and asking and putting something, using something to bring about some semblance of order. Because it is a weird world out there right now. I mean, it is
no doubt about it.
Yeah, it is. I'm not saying it's wrong all the time. Like, you know what makes sense to me, Jake? You know what makes perfect sense? 23-year-old Casey Thompson getting paid, having a luxury apartment, having a car given to him. It makes sense to me. Think about it. Think about what's on his shoulders. Think about what's on his shoulders every week right now. He's the guy that's been the picked to run the show.
But he also picked Nebraska.
Yeah, he picked Nebraska.
He had options out there.
He had options.
He was picked by Nebraska.
It would be the same thing wherever he went.
Whatever Nebraska offered.
We established, what was Adrian Martinez worth? A lot of money. He was worth a lot of money if you think about it in dollars and cents terms. All right? But this kid, Casey Thompson, is not a kid, by the way. He's 23 years old. He's worth money. There's a lot of kids that you couldn't say that about over there right now that not worth like that, but that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense is a bunch of kids lined up outside an office wanting cash, you know, because they played well that Saturday.
See the interception ahead? See that pick six?
Yeah, exactly.
Go walk up with the fingers. Well,
right. Sit down. You're in line, you know. We'll try to make a deal for you quick. I don't know if we can get you the money this week, but we'll do something. Come on. Then it starts getting a little weird, right?
Waterfall.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Kind of a waterfall.
Yeah.
But again, this NIL is a huge part of this conversation. And my question originally was, if you have the option of Alabama or Georgia, both of them, versus the whole field, everybody said Bama, Georgia.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Both those teams have a lot back.
That is not good for college football. I'm sorry. I know you like it as a Bama fan.
Well.
But it's not good.
Hold on.
It can be that clear and obvious.
Right. No, I recognize.
Two teams versus everybody. And the majority say, take the two.
It's a very complex discussion. And what we have said. Okay, now hold on, though. What we have said is if you expand the playoff, expansion brings about talent distribution is what you'd hope, right? If you expand to 12, that kid, you know what's happening right now, Jake? Kids in California are going to Alabama to play because they can win a championship. They're going to be in the playoff. USC's not. If you expand the playoff, USC's more apt to get in. Maybe those kids in California are more apt to stay at USC. Maybe Nebraska even enters the equation. Oh, Nebraska got in the playoff? Nebraska can get in the playoff? Maybe I'll go to Nebraska. evens out the talent. Talent distribution's evened out. Part of this, though, is population shifts. Population shifted towards the Southeast. Southeast always, I think, had an advantage in certain positions, especially big defensive linemen. But now, I mean, now the U.S. population shifted that way. So they have that advantage. So that's, you're dealing with all that.
How about this for an interesting matter in this? Someone says, scholarships could soon be a mute subject. Offer a kid 20 mil, he could walk on then.
Well, 20 mil's excessive, but I get what, no, that's already.
You want to avoid the scholarship issues. Hey,
okay, the texter is prescient. That's happening, okay?
He's going to be a walk-on. He's going to walk on here.
No, there's examples. I'm not going to, there's no reason to name names. I don't have to, but there's already examples of that. Oh, it's changed that. It's changed that discussion.
Yeah, scholarship numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
full.
Right now, you'll see more of is this. You walk on for a semester. We'll take care of you. You know, we can take care of you through NIL, but you're not going to count against our 85.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to count in this signing class. And we have ways to do this. We can get you the necessary money. Oh yeah. Now the creative math has taken on a new meaning. Okay.
So if you start seeing some strange high-star walk-ons going to places, assume that there's a reason why.
Right. Here's what happens. The schools aren't going to announce it that way. They'll say he's part of the class. He's part of the class. He's part of the class. But behind the scenes, it's like, okay, you're not really a part of the class, but you will be part of the class eventually. Give us a semester, and then we'll get you scholarship, okay? But for now, you're a walk-on. We'll take care of you through NIL money. Yeah, that's happening. It's going to happen more and more. This is what Jim Phillips is talking about. There's a zillion things that are an issue right now, and that's what Jim Phillips is saying. I'm interested to hear what the people say about this.
Well, they're saying pretty much what you think they would say.
Which is...
We can't stop it right now.
No, the train's rolling. The train's rolling.
Enjoy the disaster.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe. Well, maybe they can get it in order.
Doubtful. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is up next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.